Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting third. The third baseman, Heinie Groh. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ralph Schinners. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Barnes. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jesse Barnes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigger Stats. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Freiberg. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg strikes out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a line drive into right field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive towards the mound. Barnes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 1 in the game. Stats strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Freiberg. Frisch reaches second base with a double. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 1 in the game. Groh hits a line drive towards first. Grimes catches it and throws to second to double up Frisch. Two outs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngs hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stats. Youngs reaches second base with a double. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shinners. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shinners. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Kelleher moves to third. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. There goes Grimes trying to get to third. Youngs throws the ball into Frisch who relays the ball to Groh who tags Grimes for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freiberg moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners is 0 for 1 in the game. Schinners hits a line drive into right field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 2 in the game. Stats hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesse Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry misplays the ball. That's an error on Terry. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. Bancroft hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Frisch hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 2 in the game. Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hollocker takes first base on ball 4. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher bunts for an out with unknown description. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hollocker moves to third. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to home for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freiberg hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Youngs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musel moves to second. Ralf Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners is 0 for 2 in the game. Schinners hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musel scores. Kelly moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schinners. Barber reaches second base with a double. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. Barber moves to third. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schinners. O'Farrell reaches second base with a double. Barber scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 3 in the game. Stats hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stats is thrown out after the base hit. O'Farrell scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Smith pinch hits for Jesse Barnes. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 3 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bancroft moves to second. Two outs. Heine Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 0 for 3 in the game. Groh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bancroft scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Youngs takes first base on ball 4. Groh moves to second. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stats. Musel reaches second base with a double. Groh scores. Youngs goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Giants. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Ralf Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schinners hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Causey now pitching. Charlie Holacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Holacher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Holacher moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Phil Douglas now pitching. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freiberg takes first base on ball 4. Holacher moves to third. Grimes moves to second. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Barber takes first base on ball 4. Holacher scores. Grimes moves to third. Freiberg moves to second. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Holacher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Douglas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douglas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bancroft hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Frisch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stats bunts towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stats for the out. Two outs. Charlie Holacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holacher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Holacher takes first base on ball 4. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Heinie Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Youngs hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of stats. Musel reaches second base with a double. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Schinners is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schinners is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schinners hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musel scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.